It's not a quick fix. Another collapse at the Coliseum on Sunday proved that.
All those things at critical times are what's holding us back.
The black hole turned into gaping holes for the Raiders' run game.
We have to be able to stop the run, and that was the big thing that we didn't do.
And the offense is lost in an abyss right now.
Losing gets tiring pretty quick.
A West Coast weary team has a huge mountain to climb. We begin the trek to the top on Jaguars All Access right now.
Brought to you by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate, NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, an official sponsor of the Jaguars.
Welcome way out west. You're looking at the Bay Area, San Francisco. Of course, we were in Oakland yesterday for the Jaguars game against the Raiders. And right now, we are a little south of there. We are in Fremont, California, up atop the Jaguars team hotel. And you're looking at Mission Peak right behind us. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the West Coast edition of Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau alongside Jeff Lagerman. Another loss for the Jags, but at least we've got some scenery behind us.
Well, it's absolutely beautiful out here. I'm not a West Coast kind of guy, but it certainly has some scenery. The mountains are gorgeous.
Well, we've got some news, or little news, on Maurice Jones-Drew. Obviously, he left that game, never came back in the second half on Sunday. He got an MRI today, so they continue to evaluate number 32.
Well, we may not know until later in the week, but one thing I do know is that the play that Charles Woodson made where he dove over top of one guy and horse-collared Maurice around the neck, it was a spectacular play, but it got Maurice in an awkward situation. And it did not look good.
Official word on Sunday was a left ankle sprain from Maurice Jones-Drew. We'll continue to monitor that. And Justin Forsett will join us a little bit later on the show. We have two guests today, and that includes right now our guest, Cecil Shorts III. Of course, the wide receiver for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Thanks a lot for joining us. West Coast, what do you think of this?
Nice view. Real nice view.
It'd feel better, though, after a win, wouldn't it?
Always.
Hey, that's kind of how it is, you know? I mean, when you come out west, you want to win. I mean, it's a business trip, and when you don't get the win, it never feels good.
It doesn't feel good, but I feel like we improved in some areas. We got a lot of areas to improve on, but, you know, coach is big on getting better each week and getting better every day at practice. So our goal is for this week is to continue to get better and continue to fight.
Well, one area you did improve on, you got the first touchdown of the year offensively. That's actually part of our top plays. So let's jump right into our top plays right now.
And play number three, it was the turnover late in the game that actually kept the Jaguars in the game for the time being.
Yeah, McFadden ended up fumbling the ball. Great play by Jonathan Cipri, and the young rookie pops the ball out. They had to be reviewed, but the Jaguars ended up getting the ball there in the fourth quarter. Nice play for the defense.
And play number two, I thought was the play of the game. Ace Sanders on third and 29. What a spectacular play to go up and get it. He took a whack, too.
Well, he took a whack in Cecil on third and 21, and the young man's got some vertical jump ability.
He made a great play. Chad put the ball in the right place, and he went up there and grabbed it. Big play for us. I think it was third down, right? So it was a big play for us.
Long down and distance. And play number one, 117 minutes and 7 seconds, but the Jaguars finally score a touchdown. Clay Harbor gets it done.
Well, does it take a little bit of weight off the shoulders, you know, scoring a touchdown finally?
It does. It gave us a little momentum in the game, and we finally got the offense going a little bit, so it's just try to continue to, you know, put points on the board.
And that fourth quarter, it was productive for you guys, but the quarter that was tough to watch was the third quarter. I think you guys had 6 yards offensively. You ended up losing a possession because of an offsides on a punt return.
Yeah.
But, boy, when you get in the second half, you want to start to see improvement. Gus always talks about improvement in the course of the season, but you want to see it in a game as well.
Exactly. We had a good second quarter. We sustained a good drive. Then we got a field goal out of it. Coming in the third quarter, we were confident coming out, but too many mental errors, too many penalties, and good teams will capitalize on that. And we got to do a better job of doing what we need to do on the field to help us.
Time for our Xfinity Speed play of the game. And how about some defense? Jeremy Mincy getting to the quarterback quicker than we've seen any Jaguars player do it this entire season.
Well, I think that was the best pass rush move I've seen all year. He ends up beating the left guard and closes the gap quickly on Terrell Pryor. Really nice play for Jeremy Mincy. They end up sacking him 3 different times. And Terrell Pryor, who had 112 yards rushing in week one, was held to 50 yards. So pretty good job on Pryor. But McFadden, a little different.
Yeah, he's pretty tough. We'll get into that a little bit later on. But, of course, our guest is Cecil Shorts III, and we've got to talk about this offense, and we will do that. But there are some subplots to this trip. This is a two-game, two-city, long, just about 10-day road trip out here. Something different. Jags have never done it. A lot of teams don't do this. What is your take as a player on it? I know you guys like routines, and this disrupts that
so to speak?
It disrupts our routine, but I think Coach Bragg does a good job of taking care of us. And flying out here and then flying back last night and then flying out here again probably next Friday or this upcoming Friday, that would have been tough. So to stay out here, we're going to be in the West Coast anyways, just practicing, getting used to the time. I think it's good for us.
Can the containment of a team out west for 1 week help, maybe? You know, to kind of get a focus, singular focus?
It can. Like you said, it's a business trip. We are here for one reason, known as let's go out here and play our best during the games. And, you know, it might be able to bring some team camaraderie or whatnot, so it can.
And you guys are still trying to meet one another, too. There's so many new faces. And we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the Jack's equipment staff and the logistics that went into it.
Do a great job. But let's talk about you for a minute. Personally, 8 catches in the game, 93 yards. Does it feel good or does it just feel empty after a game like that?
It doesn't feel good. The goal is to go out there and win. You know, I think on my part, I left some plays out there that I wanted to make. I had a few mental errors out there, and I need to step my game up even more to, you know, help this offense go.
My observation is this, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I watched the film last night after the game. You guys, if you just took care of a lot of the little things that sometimes just become taken for granted individually. Yeah. I mean, you had an opportunity there. You talked about it, some opportunities that you missed. If everybody kind of takes care of a few minor details, then it becomes more successful overall, period. I mean, some of the wounds that you guys have were self-inflicted.
Little things make big things. So doing the little things right, you know what I mean, can make a big play. Or can make the right block can spring a big run. So they were big this week on attention and detail, and we have to continue to focus on that and do better next week.
I talked to Jerry Sullivan, the wide receivers coach, earlier today, and he said your fourth quarter, though, that was Cecil Shorts at third. I mean, do you feel like you found something, you got into something, and maybe this entire offense in those last few minutes got a little rhythm? I know they were playing a little softer coverage, but any confidence can help, right?
Yeah, we got a little rhythm in the fourth quarter. But, you know, hopefully we can propel that into next week and weeks to come to get things going.
All right, Cecil Shorts the third. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you on. Enjoy the rest of this trip and get a W in Seattle, will you?
Yes, sir.
All right, a little trivia time now for you. And we're going to mix some baseball with music. We've got rappers.
I like it.
And we've got a little bit of everything on here. So, as you see, you can tell the trivia question and you can win a $100 gift certificate to fanatics.com. Make sure you mail your answer to triviamail@jaguars.com, and hopefully you get it right. Still to come on Jaguars All Access, we are in Silicon Valley, an appropriate place to break out technology in the film room. And the Ozone is on the road, and that's always an adventure. Plus, a second guest joins the show, and he may have a big role this week. That's coming up, but right now, it's the Southern Ford Dealers, Sounds of the Game.
Jags on three! 1, 2, 3!
Good afternoon, and welcome to the O.co Coliseum in Oakland, California, for week 2 of the National Football League.
Let's go. Great day. Great day.
Quarterbacks running inside the 5, breaking a tackle, reaching, lunging. Touchdown, Raiders.
And they went to triples and they were running counters. This was a counterback out of triples.
Okay, we got to get them on the ground, all right? We got to get them on the ground. Got to do a better job of that.
Great job! Great job, baby!
Good job, Mitch.
Under pressure, plans, turns, throws it. This one's caught. Touchdown! Touchdown, Jacksonville. Clay Harbor.
That's the way I fight.
Raiders win 19-9. And the Jaguars fall to 0-2.
This is Jaguars All Access. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by Everbank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate, Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
Everything everyone said nice about the Bay Area, they were right on the money. Beautiful San Francisco, my first time. Just been here before, but boy,
gorgeous. Got the chance to get in there the other night. Welcome back here to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martin alongside Jeff Wagman. Justin Forsett, Jags running back, will join us in just a bit. This is a nice area.
Yeah, this is actually my second favorite city. My favorite being New York. I've spent a lot of time in New York, obviously, because I played there. San Francisco, by far, my second favorite city because of all the waterfront area and stuff and the restaurants, the food, excellent.
Jacksonville excluded. Of course.
Absolutely. I'm talking about outside of Jacksonville.
Yeah,
Jacksonville's my favorite bar.
I had to clarify that.
I'm a small town kind of guy, Brent.
Me too. And we're in Silicon Valley. So we figure for
technology,
the Baptist Health
right?
Smart Board, we don't have the smart board, but we're going technology. This is new. This is big time for you.
Well,
now.
This is actually unique in that Mike Perkins, who's the video coordinator for the Jaguars, he does all what film is for the Jaguars as far as practices and games and stuff. The technology leaps over the last few years have been astronomical. I mean, they have servers now that have every play of every team in the National Football League, and it's all right there at the touch of your fingertips. And now they've actually added a new component to that film or video, and it's putting it all on iPads.
Wow.
And they actually have an app that goes on an iPad, and it's called ThunderCloud. And the ThunderCloud, a player can take this home, and he can access any kind of film in the cloud from anywhere that he is at. And we actually have that ability here with the ThunderCloud. But it's nice because players don't have to spend extra hours at the facility. They can actually take it and watch it wherever they are. In fact, Mike Perkins was telling me, he was joking around, he said, hey, look, you can take this and go deer hunting, and you can be on your deer stand, and you can watch ThunderCloud. So I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool.
I said, Wi-Fi on the deer stand?
Can I get one? So I'm going to have one of these ThunderCloud iPads to be able to take to the woods this year.
All right, well, take us through the plays right now because the Jags have struggles in certain areas.
Well, and I think one of the areas that the team needs to get better at is to stop incurring self-inflicted wounds. And we're going to jump at a couple plays of these right here because the first play is a punt return. And on the punt return play, you can see that the lineup is actually wrong. There are four guys, once this play gets going, that are lined up across the ball, and a couple guys end up creeping back before the ball is actually snapped. And one of the areas that they could have done is being aware that when you're on that dirt infield, it's also kind of hard to find seams and to see exactly where the ball is. But they eventually creep back, but it's too late. Two of the new guys, the waiver wire acquisitions, were offsides, and they're going to end up being a penalty. And that gave the Oakland Raiders an automatic first down. The second play that we have is on offense, and it's the first play of the game. The tempo's got to be better because the first play of the game, right tackle Luke Jokel ends up going the wrong way. That can happen.
First
it has to be
game.
Smoother. You got to have a better start than that. And the play that I didn't like the most for the Jaguars offense, there seemed to be some confusion on this play. You can see when Chad Henne drops back on the play, I'm not sure if he's trying to hand the ball off, to throw the ball, whatever it may be, but it's very clear that there's confusion. And then on the last play, it's a 3rd and 7 or a 3rd and 8, and Jason Babin, the defensive end, comes off, and we'll pause it, bang, right there. You can see that his hands get up into the face of Tony Pacios. So if you just clean it up, you know, hey, Brent, this football team is not good enough to incur self-inflicted wounds and overcome them. Their talent is not that good. So if they can clean it up, it'll give themselves a chance by eliminating some of these mistakes and just knowing the exact assignments. It's going to give him a chance.
Just clean it up and he gives you a chance. Nice job, Silicon Valley. Take that.
Yeah, technology.
The iPad.
Pretty cool.
Working pretty good. Now, speaking of a guy who likes to work and, well, we brought him out here. We just had to do it. It's John Osier from Jaguars.com. He's got our CBest Ozone. Take a look.
I'm John Osier from Fremont, California, with the Ozone question of the day. And Chelsea from Jacksonville writes, Ozone, love everything about you. But wow, 10 days out west. Considering you get to travel with the all-access crew, though, that must be cool. Well, no doubt. And as you'd expect, for family all-access, California is less road trip and more bonding experience. Because while film room and sports directors seem like big-shot TV stars, the connection with Ozone, well, it's strong.
And we're the three best friends that anybody could have.
Best friends. And the bonds binding us are particularly sinewy on a long journey west. Film room and I go back nearly 20 years, so no surprise, we have a special ritual on bus rides from stadium to airport. Sports director, well, despite the economic gap, our bond, too, is strong, and flights to road cities are a special time. Because of the lengthy flight to Oakland, sports director wanted to hang out more than usual. Honestly, I like the guy, but sometimes I wouldn't mind being left alone. Now, once in Fremont, it was up to our rooms, and film room and sports director let me help them with the luggage. We really are like family. Now, there's no time to detail the entire weekend. Plans were made for Friday night, and as for what happened next, well, you know the saying, what happens in Fremont stays in Fremont. So I'll never tell. One thing I know for sure, though, After the bonding experience Family All Access is having this week, our relationship will almost certainly never be the same.
Brent. Brent. Brent.
What are you... What are you doing in my room, man?
Are you asleep?
Yeah, I'm sleeping. Get the heck out of my room.
Gotta love Johnny O. I'm not sure if he's helping or hurting my reputation. Well, he's definitely hurting it.
Yeah, he's hurting it. He's hurting it. And he's just jealous because we now have an additional way of promoting the film room.
Well, if we get that in the show, we might end up kicking him out of the show, or it gives him less time. He's got an ego, you know.
Well, he does, and he thinks it's about this big, but it's not. It's pretty large.
Quick thought, Seattle, how tough is it going to be?
They're a great football team. I actually did some advanced scouting, if you want to call it that, watching the Seattle Seahawks against the Carolina Panthers in week one. That defense is fantastic. They're fast, they're talented, and they're deep.
All right, we're going to talk to a guy that played in Seattle recently, and that is Justin Forsett. He could have a big role in the running game this coming week with Maurice Jones-Drew Hurt. We're going to send you to break, though, with Jags Wired. Paul Buzlesny mic'd up against the Raiders.
Let's go, baby! Let's go! I'm from Aliquippa. Hey, I got married to a girl from Altoona, though. How about that?
Good luck to you, brother.
Good to see you, Coach. Let me get some, Will. Let me get some.
Get some, Mr.
Good luck the rest of the way. Heal up. I'll see you back home.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Who's right? Pistol! Pistol!
That's Paul Puzlesny, the Jaguars linebacker. Jags Wired. You can see more of that on Jaguars.com. Get more of Paul Puzlesny, Jags Wired, from Sunday's game against the Oakland Raiders. Welcome back, everyone, here to Jaguars All Access on the road. Those are hills behind us, not mountains. Mission Peak, one of the hills. They call them hills out there. They look like mountains to us. Jeff Loggeman, Brent Martineau, and we're joined by a new guest now, running back Justin Forsett. Glad to have you on the show. How are you doing anyway as you come back from injury, that turf toe type of injury that you've been battling through the month of August and early September?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Feeling better, getting better each day, but it's still a little nagging injury you got to take care of every day.
And your role is probably going to possibly increase this week because of Maurice's injury. You ready for it? I mean, against an old team.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. You know, I've been in this situation before. It's a next man up mentality, and you just got to be ready to go.
You've been playing a bit on third down, kind of easing your way into the offense. I mean, but there's a difference between playing on third down and then potentially carrying the load a bit, especially with another young back in Jordan Todman. What's the mentality, the frame of mind that might change for you in a game Sunday if you do have to play more?
Well, I think you always have to be ready because you never know with injuries, you know. So my mentality going to every game is, hey, I could be carrying the load the whole game, so you never know. So I prepare, I study, and make sure I know everything. So my mindset really won't change.
How hard is it, though, to get that mind ready because the body hasn't had the benefit of all of training camp to get that conditioning level to where it would be an unusual year without injury?
Yeah, well, I mean, you embrace the moment because these opportunities in this league come few and far between. So I'm actually excited and ready for the opportunity if it comes. And, you know, it's just a blessing and a privilege to have it. So I'm going to take it and try to run with it.
I would think as a competitor it's really hard to not try to do too much. The way this offense is struggling a little bit, is there a balance there to really want to deliver a play but not press?
Yeah, you can't press. I mean, you got to wait for the plays to come to you. And, you know, I think that's where a lot of people get in trouble. You know, being a veteran in this league, I know kind of, you know, I've been in a situation before where offense is struggling. So it'll come. You know, you just got to keep chopping the wood and the tree will fall sooner or later.
I like that term, keep chopping the wood. I mean, because that's what it is, isn't it? I mean, you just got to go back to work.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's a long season. You know, I know we're young, but anything can happen. You know, you never know when that turn is going to come, and we just got to be prepared for it.
You're a California guy. You went to school out here.
Yeah.
A bunch of you guys went to Cal. I mean, what's this like to be out here? You're used to this. Is there a comfort zone? And then you're going up to Seattle where you played before.
Yeah, it's nice, man, to be back, you know, no humidity. So that's always a bonus. You know, be back with some family and friends and coaches and some former teammates being out here. So it's great to be back, and it's going to be awesome to get back into CenturyLink Field and play in front of the crowd.
Everybody's got an opinion on what the Jaguars need to do to fix the offense. What's the solution?
Execution. I mean, you look at our drives on offense, and we have a lot of third and long and second and long. And, you know, we just got to stay on schedule. And that deals with execution and having discipline and working on those little things where we're not getting penalties to set us back.
All right, Justin Forsett will join us again a little bit later on. But right now we've got to take time out here in Jaguars All Access. We want to remind you that our guests here on the show receive a Bueller Swiss watch. Bueller Swiss Watch is the official watch of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Let's send you to break with more from the locker room on Sunday after the Oakland Raiders game.
9-10 penalties at critical times. Things that we can control. Lining up offsides. Right? Jump ball starts. And coaching, things like that. All those things at critical times are what's holding us back from showing great improvement. So we have to take care of those things. We have to take care of it. You see it. I know you see it. And when you want to get that step, and we all want to get that stuff taken care of, you're going to see it make great strides. So that's what we have to do.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Welcome back here to Jaguars All Access. Let's get to the Gatorade Prime headlines right now. Of course, the Jaguars way out west will be here all week long. And then Gus Bradley homecoming as he goes back to Seattle where he was a year ago. And then there's a Blaine Gabbert watch. He still has the stitches in. If he is ready to go, he will be the starting quarterback. We just don't know if he'll be ready to go yet.
No, we don't know if he's going to be ready to go or not. And the other one I would put on the watch list is also Maurice Jones-Drew. Have you talked to Maurice? How's he feeling today? Because I saw him last night and he looked like he was walking okay.
Yeah, he's definitely walking okay. Hopefully, I mean, I think he's getting MRI today. So we'll find out what's going to happen, details. But, you know, I'm expecting him to go.
Well, if he can go, you know, Maurice Jones-Drew will tough it out. But if he can't, you could be the guy on Sunday. So good luck if that's the case. Justin Forsett, appreciate you joining us here on Jaguars All Access.
Yeah.
And again, Cecil Shorts III joined us earlier in the show. For Jeff Logman, I'm Brent Martineau. Our West Coast edition of the Jaguars All Access here from Fremont, California. We'll see you in Seattle on Sunday. Good night, everybody.